Iranian lawmaker publicly threatens he will not hesitate to assassinate President Trump. By Joshua Klein on February 7, 2025. A senior Iranian lawmaker and member of the Iranian Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee has openly declared his intent to assassinate President Donald Trump, stating he would not hesitate to kill the U.S. commander-in-chief after Trump warned he would obliterate the Islamic theocracy if it did so. Iranian MP Mojtaba Zarei's remarks, which he posted on the Iranian social media messaging platform Ata on Wednesday in response to President Trump's warning the Islamic Republic of drastic repercussions in the event of any attempt on his life, have fueled concerns over Iran's escalating rhetoric against the U.S. "If an opportunity arises, I will punish you personally," said Zarei, who is a member of the Iranian Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee, according to a translation provided to Breitbart News. He continued, "For my part, I'd say that whenever I get the opportunity, I will not hesitate for a moment to kill you. And mind you, I am a political official who speaks this diplomatically. The masses of Iranians are waiting for an opportunity to send the murderer, Trump, and the mastermind of the assassination of the world's greatest anti-terrorist figure, Haj Qasem Soleimani, to hell in a glorious manner and worthy of his legacy, God willing." He also stated that as a member of the Parliament's National Security Committee and based on rational, patriotic, religious, political, and security realities, "I say that the case of Haj Qasem Soleimani's retribution will never go under the table and is still on the agenda and on the table. Of course, this is the state's general policy. Watch," Trump warns Iran, "if you attack me, your country gets blown to smithereens." Referencing earlier assassination attempts on Trump, the Iranian MP said that the people of the United States alone are enough to kill you. And with the grace of God, the American freedom fighters stand ready, waiting for their turn and have already gotten close to taking your evil life several times. "This noble work is continuing in different states of the United States," he added. Calling President Trump an idiot, Zarei insisted that our job as civilized Iranians is to engage in retribution in kind and retaliate against criminals and terrorists. In a statement to Breitbart News, Ali Safavi, a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the Paris-based National Council of Resistance of Iran, NCRI, condemned the comments, calling on the international community to end its policy of appeasement toward the brutal regime. "These remarks, although outrageous, are unsurprisingly in line with the inherent characteristics of the theocracy ruling Iran. Terrorism is embedded in the DNA of this regime, as evidenced by its actions, the assassination of hundreds of Iranian dissidents abroad, the thwarted attempt to bomb the NCRI's Free Iran World Summit in Paris in June 2018, the plot to blow up the New Year celebrations by Iranian dissidents at Ashraf 3 in Albania in March 2018, the more recent assassination attempt on the life former European Vice President, Professor Alejo Vidal-Quadras, and taking foreign national hostage. These egregious actions are accompanied by a brutal domestic crackdown, including the execution of at least 995 individuals during the tenure of the so-called moderate president, Masoud Pezeshkian. It is crucial for Europe and the global community to abandon the policy of appeasement, support the Iranian people and the resistance units in their determined struggle to dismantle the IRGC and overthrow this medieval regime. Meanwhile, Jason Brodsky, policy director for the U.S. advocacy group United Against Nuclear Iran, called for Zarei to be sanctioned. Zarei's statement follows a recent declaration by Kayhan newspaper, widely regarded as a mouthpiece of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, that the Islamic Republic remains committed to avenging the death of Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian commander and terrorist mastermind responsible for the murder of hundreds of Americans in a U.S. airstrike in 2020. The publication suggested that carrying out an assassination against Trump is a duty of Iran's leadership. On Tuesday, while signing an executive order restoring his policy of maximum pressure on Tehran, President Trump was asked about the possible consequences for Iran if it attempted to take his life. "If they did that, they would be obliterated," Trump said. "That would be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated, there won't be anything left." The president acknowledged feeling torn over the sanctions directive, indicating a preference to work out a deal and suggesting he is open to negotiating with the Islamic Republic's president. Trump also said that Iran was too close to developing a nuclear weapon, and that it would not have been so close if he had continued in the presidency after 2020. Tensions between Iran and the U.S. have remained high since the death of the former IRGC Quds Force commander, with Iranian officials repeatedly vowing retaliation. The latest threat comes as Iranian assassination plots have been uncovered in various parts of the world, including attempted hits on U.S. officials and dissidents on American soil. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.